Thank you and good morning. The Pacific Gas and Electric Power outage map for the region shows more than 4,000 PG&E customers are without power this morning, the bulk of those customers along the coast between McKinleyville and Trinidad. There are outages in Eureka, Samoa, and the Ferndale area affecting more than 1,400 residents, and more than 200 residents around Glendale are without electricity as well. A coastal flood advisory has been issued by the Weather Service along with a high wind alert and a high surf warning. A cold front is pushing through the area, and the forecast is for more high winds, thunderstorms, and more heavy rain this afternoon into tonight. The flood advisory will remain in effect overnight, and rainfall totals for the hours between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. show that more than an inch of rain fell in southern Humboldt, with just under an inch in Eureka and surrounding areas. Road conditions will be affected, and drivers are urged to use caution and to avoid flooded roadways. Rock and mudslides and debris from the wind are also a concern. AT&T cell phone and internet customers remain without service this morning after a fiber optic cable was cut Wednesday morning at just after 11 o'clock. A Caltrans crew performing maintenance and cleanup between Fortuna and Rio Del cut the AT&T cable and disrupted service to businesses and government agencies across the region. Caltrans sent out a press release stating that their work crew was using a backhoe to clear a culvert ahead of the winter storms and severed the cable they claim was less than a foot underground, and that they have worked in the same area previously and had no issues. Caltrans said they were unaware there was underground utilities in that area and they were not digging at the site. It's unclear when cell phone service and internet service will be restored. The Arcata City Council will hold a special meeting this morning to discuss the selection of a new mayor and vice mayor. Michael Winkler is currently the city's mayor, with Paul Patino serving as the vice mayor. City code requires that a mayor and vice mayor be selected annually. The council will also decide who will serve on various boards and commissions at today's meeting. Rio Del Councilwoman Deborah Garnes has enlisted six people to speak at a cannabis legalization workshop scheduled for tonight at Monument Middle School in Rio Del. Garnes said in a statement that she is trying to make Rio Del a part of the conversation on legalization, and that the community needs to be ahead of the curve if legalization happens next year. Garnes has brought in former District Attorney Paul Gallegos, Robert Christensen from Senator Mike McGuire's office, and Liesl Finkler with the Humboldt Cannabis Association, along with three other speakers. A reminder that it's still not too late to register for the Kika Thunder Country Truckers Parade, the biggest, brightest, and most festive motorcade that's seen in the city of Eureka each year. Dozens of big rigs and other trucks parade through Eureka, decked out in thousands of holiday lights, and you'll get a chance to see them all once again on Saturday evening when the truckers roll out from Redwood Acres Fairgrounds at 6 o'clock. The parade makes its way along Harrison, turns onto I Street, and then onto 7th through downtown Eureka before connecting back at Myrtle Avenue for a return to Redwood Acres. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's hard to miss the new chain link fence that now surrounds the Greenbelt area behind the County Office of Education building alongside Myrtle Avenue. The newly erected fence was put in place to keep the site free from transient campsites, one of several areas in the city of Eureka that are used by transients and homeless. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, whose officers have been dealing with the same issue in the Palco Marsh, says he understands why that fence was erected.
This is something that needed to be done there because it was such an entrenched location. Really applaud them for putting up a fence and B, a fence that doesn't destroy the look of our community as badly as others that I have seen. When you have a location that's pretty entrenched like that, yeah, I think that we do need to change the physical environment to prevent people from living there.
Mills also pointed out that homelessness is an issue for both the city and the county, and that his department, while fined for enforcing local laws and ordinances, is not the final answer to the problem.
We've had a stabbing there. We've had some other problems there in that general location, so we're dealing with those. You know, again, the police are not the solution to this, but a lot of it winds up on our shoulders. So we're doing, I believe, everything we can, but we still have a long way to go. I mean, when you go out there to the Palco Marsh area, it's just truly overwhelming when you see hundreds of tents and people.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Chief Mills by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.